Shanghai Tango, a memoir, written by Jin Xing and read by Keith Brockett. Before I'm allowed anywhere near the scalpel, I must take a psychology test at Beijing Medical University's Third Hospital. Compared to the rigorous requirements of Western hospitals, 2 years of psychotherapy, followed by a real-life test, during which you must live dressed as a woman, this sounds easy enough. But I still have to convince the doctors that I am a good candidate for sex reassignment surgery. I am eager to tackle the thousand-odd dry yes-or-no type questions. They are cleverly designed to catch you out, subtly rephrasing and reiterating each point, but I am ready for them. If only 60% of your answers come up as feminine, you will not qualify for the operation. If you hit 75%, you are encouraged to undergo remasculinization therapy, something I must avoid at all costs. Above 80%, and surgery is recommended. I shoot for 80%. The result exceeds my expectations, 94%. The medical authorities give me the green light. Theater. The lights are blinding. Men in white overalls scurry about. Why so many doctors? I think to myself as I survey the room. Then I realize that it's the film crew, dressed in surgeon scrubs. Dr. Yang has given them permission to film the operation, and they're setting up the lighting equipment. Watching them bustle about, it is as if they're getting a stage ready for a show. The thought is strangely comforting, and suddenly I feel at ease. Shanghai, Dr. Yang says, climb up. I have to laugh. In Chinese, the expression to climb onto the operating table and to go on stage are the same. Okay, I say to myself, if I'm to be on stage, I shall simply treat this as my next performance. Dr. Yang leans towards me. Ready?
Ready.
She nods. I lie down. The cameras are trained on me. I am no longer afraid. Cameras, action! The next day, back in my private room, I look at my profile in the mirror. A feminine image greets me. I cup my hands around my new breasts, astonished. I can't believe that I have made the first step. I know there is still a long way to go. After the next operation, the pain will be intense, and after the third and last one, it will be almost unbearable. But I don't think about that just yet. I trace my nipples with a finger, admiring their delicate curves, filled with wonder. My childhood dream is finally becoming reality.